Hello, this is Axel from Cologne. I'm Axel Hombach and I'm the director of the Hypnose Zentrum Köln. One thing I do is I organize hypnosis courses and trainings, and some of the trainings I organize are workshops with Dr. John Butler. Dr. John Butler is the director of the HDI London, the HDI that is the Hypnotherapy Training International, one of the leading schools of hypnotherapy internationally. The HDI was founded many, many years ago by the legendary Gil Boyne, who changed hypnosis and hypnotherapy in a way that is still felt. Most of the hypnotists today really work with what he introduced in the early 70s and late 60s. So now I'm here with Dr. John Butler, who was for the last 10 years of Gil Boyne, at least 10 years, the co-teacher, and there's probably no other person on earth currently who knows the transforming therapy, this seminal method, better than him. So please, let's greet John. John, hello.
Hello, Axel.
Yeah, we are going to talk today about the new upcoming courses in 2018. We've already had some courses in 2016. There was a masterclass in transforming therapy also in 2017. And we already had some specialized classes. And we are going to give more workshops on transforming therapy and specialized classes in the upcoming year 2018. We talked already a little bit about that, and when we talked about it, what are the transforming therapy courses about, John? Could you give a short overview? How long are they? How in depth will they allow you to go? And what ideas do you already have for the upcoming course?
Well, Axel, the courses that we're going to give in 2018 are for different applications. They are of different lengths, of course, as well. They are for people with different purposes in mind. Some people who want to become professional hypnotherapists, they're already in training or they're thinking about getting into training, they will be able to come on these courses as well. There will be courses for people who want to use it as a part of their existing professional practice, whether that's in medicine or psychology. There will be people coming on the course who are very interested in it for their own learning, to understand themselves better, and then perhaps use it for performance enhancement, personal development in life, and maybe other applications for work that is not directly related to hypnotherapy. But as you know, hypnosis can be used to enhance really almost any form of human activity. In fact, I would say every form of human activity, because we're always using our minds, whether we are a musician, a painter, a plumber. Everybody is using their mind, and a person running a business may have many challenges in that business to be organized, motivated, dealing with stress, bringing out their creative potential, depending on the fields that they're working in, and hypnosis can help them learn to use their minds, to use that inner power of the mind that we all possess, to use it at a much greater level of effectiveness.
So when I understand you correctly, this course is actually suitable for almost all walks of life. If you're a hypnosis professional already, or if you are in related fields, but also for people who want to newly learn about hypnosis.
Yes, that's right. For example, somebody coming to a course who has no previous experience of hypnosis, seeing what's happening, could actually get quite a lot of insight into the human mind, into the how problems are developed and resolved, using hypnotherapy as the method to resolve them. That would give them insights into how it could be used for themselves, perhaps for helping with their own issues, and also helping them to become better in what they're doing, as I say, that the power of hypnosis is so multi-level, multi-dimensional, and so flexible in its adaptation. Now, I think we will also consider that there will be some courses set at a higher level where people would be expected to already have existing knowledge so that they can get the maximum out of that course. So, as I said earlier, there'll be several courses that will be given.
Yeah, so we talked about that we are going to give a transforming therapy workshop and we are going to give specialized courses next year or workshops. About the transforming therapy workshop, what would you say? Is this more for the general public or is that would it be better to have already some kind of counseling background?
For the transforming therapy class, it would be better to come with some existing knowledge of therapy so that it's easier to understand some of the interventions that will be demonstrated. It'll be easier to make full use of them, but I think it would be of general interest to pretty much any member of the public. But I think mostly what we have seen in the past, it is professionals in hypnotherapy that are interested in doing this, in attending such a course, because they want to maximize their own effectiveness as a therapist. And these classes will be teaching methods and techniques that are from intermediate to advanced levels of hypnotherapy. So that would be easier to understand when you're coming from a background already of being a therapist.
So that means it actually doesn't matter if you are a more Ericksonian-oriented hypnotherapist or if you work more with Ellman style or various different hypnosis styles. So it doesn't really matter which of those backgrounds you have. You can benefit from the workshop and get a lot of new insights. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Even if you have learned in a very different way, what you learn on the course can be additional to what you have done already, cause you to think a different way about what you are currently doing and how these other methods, techniques, skills that I'm teaching will add to what you do. Because frankly, a good therapist is not restricted to just one system.
Yeah, when you talk about therapists, now asking because here in Germany, we have, due to the legal system, we make a very sharp distinction between coaching and therapy. Hypnotherapy is the hypnosis that is applied in a medical or therapeutical background where definite healing purpose is employed, while coaching is more like, you know, from life coaching, business coaching. So when you talk about therapist, you mean all those together because you don't make really this distinction in the environment where you live. Is that correct?
That's correct. I appreciate about the legal position in Germany, and that exists in other countries as well, that what is essentially defined as therapy is really the work of licensed professionals from a psychological or psychiatric background, or of course in medical therapies of various kinds. But the people who are already existing therapists, psychotherapists say in Germany, there is much that from hypnotherapy that they can learn, there's much from transforming therapy they could use. Now for people who are coaches, who are using coaching methods and hypnosis as part of their coaching methods, they can take and use many aspects of the transforming therapy work and use it perfectly legally within the work that they do.
Yeah, that has also to do, I assume, that transforming therapy is a brand label and it's not exclusively therapy. Is that correct?
Exactly. The word therapy, of course, is really a word that describes any kind of healing or helping work. And it is, of course, become a legal term in some countries that where only some people can use the word therapy as part of their work. But in the generic use of the language, people talk about retail therapy and beauty therapy and so on, without it meaning that you have to be a licensed mental health professional.
And the origin is that when Gilboin developed this method that was in the place where he lived, therapy had a different and encompassing meaning than it has in other parts of the world. Is that correct?
Absolutely. The use of the word therapy has become, as I say, legally defined as a practice that you have to have certain university training and postgraduate training as well within the academic system that allows you to use a, inverted commas, therapy on the public. But I mean, of course, you know, we have such a range of use of that word for art therapy and music therapy, and we have sex therapists, we have all kinds of people in various countries using the term, where it doesn't have a restricted legal aspect to it.
So when I understand you correctly, this transforming therapy workshop that we are going to offer is suitable both from my legal point of view, from the legal point in Germany. It is both very suitable for people who work therapeutically and also coaches or counselors. And even, well, we had in the last class, we had translators who translated the interpreters, who were very, very thrilled about what they were witnessing in this method. So would you say this transforming therapy class, as well as the upcoming specialized classes, they are suitable for the therapists, for coaches, for counselors in general, and also for those people who have an interest to learn something new on how one can change oneself?
Oh, absolutely, Axel. I have shown shown films of advanced therapeutic work being done to people who have no previous experience. I sometimes show elements of that to first-year medical students. I've done that in the past. I've had people from the general public come to a demonstration, and their eyes have been opened to the power of the mind and to how the human mind works. And it's given them help with understanding more about themselves, and often encourage them then to think about having some therapy work, either for personal development or for their own psychological issues, problems they have. I mean, we all need self-understanding in life. We all need to function better in relationships. And an insight into how effective therapy can help us with that can be very, very useful for people. At the same time, the material is extraordinary value for therapists who haven't come across the approach of transforming therapy before. I find a lot of people who come on our courses who are in practice as hypnotherapists, they often understand very little about the analytical hypnotherapy work. And if they do have some exposure and training in that method before, it's really a very outdated form of old-fashioned hypnoanalysis, often and primarily based on psychoanalytic concepts of the trauma, the Freudian view of the sexual trauma, and so on. And it really lacks the power and precision and depth of approach that we teach in transforming therapy.
So that said, we've already had two classes in transforming therapy. So will the transforming therapy course in 2018, will it cover the same material, or will there be new material, different material? Will you add material that hasn't been covered yet?
Yes. Well, to take really two parts of that question, for people who haven't known about it before, about the work we've been doing in Germany, the classes we have had such a positive, enthusiastic response with wonderful feedback, testimonials from participants, where they were so taken with the precision and depth of understanding achieved in the therapy and the speed at which such a deep level of work could be done that they've asked for more. Now, those classes were a good start to this work, but there's a great deal to learn to do it fully, to become a very effective, masterful level, if you like, of expertise in this work, because it is a very non-superficial approach to therapy. Students on classes in hypnotherapy are often told they can become therapists in a few days or a week, but frankly, that's just a start to training. You can't master, say, martial arts or music or painting or becoming an actor or, say, becoming a doctor or a scientist in a few days. So how can you possibly become a professional in mind therapies in a week? So our purpose in bringing more courses to be available is to give people more information, more understanding. And so in answer to the second part of your question, I will be adding new material, more detail will be added. And because transforming therapy covers such a vast field, we will be introducing this material with information, demonstration, possibly some of the films of therapy being done. Now, all that could be done in a condensed way, which is the way we'll be doing it, in probably 2 or possibly even 3 days instead of the 2 days we've done before. But
yeah, this is something that we talked about. We have so many new material or material that hasn't been covered that we are actually thinking about a 3-day course.
Yes. Well, that's a possibility, and we will decide this shortly because there are several factors involved in that decision, including practical factors. But in general, I mean, people are so keen from the course we've taught to maximize their effectiveness at therapy, to be able to maximize the degree of change, the speed of change, and to know that this is a long-lasting therapy as opposed to just short-term making people feel inspired or feel better. Therapists want to maximize their effectiveness, and this is the reason for the next courses.
Some people have already attended your classes in London and even taken the full 200-hour course. From what you are going to offer in the Transforming Therapy workshop, would you say that people who have taken your full course, the full training, will they also benefit from the 2 or 3 day workshop?
Certainly, because it is an advanced art, and it's a great range of skills involved and knowledge, and it's a science as well. There are scientific aspects that we're discovering more and more about how a really effective therapy affects the brain. There's so much to learn that even an advanced practitioner sitting in can learn more, confirm things they already know, gain new insights into it. In other words, it's lifelong learning. And of course, it's important for a practitioner to choose the level of training and the particular topic that they want to focus on at that time. But I don't think there's anybody who is experienced in this work that wouldn't benefit from more exposure to it.
Can you give some examples of what you might cover? For example, a great part of transforming therapy has to do with uncovering methods, with gestalt work. Forgiveness work is part of that. Personality traits. Have you already got some ideas what you might cover?
Yes. Some of the topics we've touched on before, and the Gestalt dialogue and how to uncover fixed ideas and scripts, and various aspects of therapy such as forgiveness. Now, we would go into more information in depth on topics such as those and how to use the Gestalt dialogue in the most effective ways. The use of emotions in therapy. That's not often covered very well in courses. The revivification of experiences sufficiently well that the client can access the emotional charges, the emotional content properly, and how to release that is through catharsis. And then using that to fully uncover the fixed ideas and scripts. As part of then a profound decontamination of their negative experiences, their traumas, their sensitizing events. The uncovering methods, of course, are a huge topic in themselves, and Gestalt dialogue is one part of that in the earlier stage, the first part of the therapy of uncovering. But you have sentence completion tasks, and we have a range of methods of questioning, specific interview and questioning skills and techniques to begin to reveal the material. So then the processing of that material, where we understand about family dynamics that occurred in their lives, helping them through the Gestalt dialogue with significant others to reach levels of forgiveness, understanding, integration. Basically, a kind of a complete, as far as possible, a clearing and re-education of the subconscious mind, so that a person has really new perspectives on life, where they are now overcoming their blocks to change. And to get to the maximum level of change in terms of depth of understanding, changes in behavior, and really in the fastest possible way that can be achieved. And you mentioned traits of personality. Well, the traits of the therapist, we will go into those in more depth. We've touched upon them before, but they require quite a lot of understanding and development, because therapists can be effective in some traits of therapy, of being a therapist, but not so much in others. And there is very useful research that's been done over the years, and frankly, it's not often taught as well as it should be in courses.
I'm often asked about the sentence completion. This seems to have been a very popular in the first course that we gave 2 years ago, last year, that people want to know that more about the dynamics of the sentence completion.
Yes.
So this could be something that you go deeper into if people would like, right?
Absolutely. These classes are adaptive to the interests of the group. We want people to have the chance to ask questions, have their questions answered, and to be able perhaps also to practice some of these things in the class, depending on the time and the interests of the group. So to become more skilled in, as you say, topics like sentence completion tasks, which have, there is a great, great value in them, and they can be done right at the very beginning of a session to help set goals, even if a therapist is not going to use analytical hypnotherapy, taking a person back to revivify old experiences and do that kind of reprogramming work. If they're simply putting suggestions towards the client to perform better, it's very important to be able to find out what's happening in the person's mind that may facilitate or inhibit suggestions. So sentence completion tasks, we will explain how they work, why they work, where you apply them, so that the person, the therapist, can become very effective in using them.
What about the specialized classes that we are going to offer? We talked briefly about transforming quit, transforming weight loss, childbirth, and how this might be applied also to other areas of application. Could you say a little bit more about that? We are going to make more interviews on the specialized classes, so just give a short idea of what might come up.
Well, these topics are often touched, well, we certainly teach about them in our diploma level and certificate courses in our 200 hours training. Therapists need to learn about smoking cessation, weight loss, and perhaps, certainly to learn about childbirth. But these topics deserve further study, because each person who comes to a therapist wanting to help with smoking, they may not always respond easily to the basic level of knowledge the therapist has. Transforming quit, as we call our smoking cessation program, for example, and a bit similar to weight loss, weight management, is really dealing with addictive behavior. And many of the principles involved that we teach in the specialized class will apply to other forms of addiction. Looking at childbirth, well, of course, this will encompass areas of fertility and health, about pain management,
So if someone works with pain, the childbirth class would be very suitable for them.
Absolutely. Well, many women are concerned about pain during labor and giving birth, and we talk about that and about the birth experience and afterwards. And people often tend to not focus much on that, about there may be bonding issues, sexual issues, how to develop relationships and taking care of a newborn. We're looking at aspects of physical and emotional health and things from a person's past that may impinge on their attitudes towards being a parent, being a mother. So when we talk about childbirth, it's a very broad range, and a person who practices that work can really do a great deal of good for women who come at various stages of their pregnancy with different emotional and physical issues that they want to deal with.
What sort of support is given to the students after the course finishes?
Well, that's an area we've always worked hard on. We are very keen that therapists become very successful in their practice so that they can do the very best work with the general public, helping people with problems, and in the process, of course, grow their practice so they can earn a good living that they're entitled to because of the good work they do, and they develop themselves as they go through their work, through their therapeutic life. They're dealing with their stresses or maybe their own relationship issues. Therapists need help in different ways. Some of it is basic supervision, some of it is mentoring, and we've always provided a lot of help for people who do our training courses. And we are building this up as a form of our alumni, as we might call them, will be able to interact with us more in the future, mainly because the way technology has improved through perhaps forums, or at least setting up a way that they can interact with us on an ongoing basis. And we can offer different levels of support depending on the need and experiences of the therapist. So we're going to build on to what we're already doing and really make quite a society, in a way, a movement for this approach to therapy that people can be part of.
We already have a Facebook group on that, a closed Facebook group.
Yes.
That is open only for the participants of the regular classes and the workshops. And we have an open Facebook group where people can join who are interested in the method but haven't taken classes yet. So the closed group, then this is an ideal place to place questions, because you are also a member of this group, and no matter if they are asked in German or in English, German questions, I can translate them and then you can give the answer in English and I retranslate it into German. And when questions are asked in English, of course, you can reply directly to that question. Is that correct?
Yes, we already have quite a bit in place. As I say, we've always taken this aspect of our work very seriously. We certainly don't want to train people and just have them out in the world without good support. So we do make sure that people can get help at different levels, depending on their needs. And we will take them with their questions, and we're going to make and deal with their problems and questions, and be able to then take that another level, of course, as well, in more depth through these new technologies.
So that are a lot of very promising approaches that we have here. People are very much encouraged to ask questions in the two Facebook groups that we have set up, as long as they are concerned, of course, transforming therapy, how to apply, how methods work, etc. And there will also be other offers that we are going to introduce, but one after another, one step by step. We are going to have more interviews. We are going to have video interviews also. And with that said now, John, maybe some last words for our listeners before we come to an end for today.
Yes, Axel. Well, I'm very excited and happy to be doing these courses and looking forward to meeting students and therapists that we've met before and welcoming new people and really helping them to learn this approach to helping people and building up this transforming therapy as a means of supporting therapists and educating them on an ongoing basis, whatever their levels of expertise.
So, and for those who are listening, when John talks about therapists, he of course means all people who work in the consulting fields, all the counseling, all the coaches, all the therapists, and all of you.
Yes, that is all the all of the counseling people and psychotherapists, but all the coaches. Yes, all of the people helping professions.
Thank you very much, John. I'm looking forward to our next interview and, of course, to the upcoming classes.
Thank you, Axel.
So I wish you a good weekend. Enjoy the time.
Thank you. And thanks to everybody listening.
And talk to you soon. Have a great day.
Speak to you soon.
Ciao.
Goodbye for now.